When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk about your favorite teams on The Fan. Call 888-808-1019. Anytime. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream every NFL on CBS playoff game. Live on Paramount Plus.
All right, 11:04 on this Monday midday. Mark Melusis in for BT and Sal. Alex Dove across the way, rolling right up until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Number to call, you know it, 888-808-1019. So we start off with the Giants, and then you get to the Jets, yet another loss. Again, outscored 13-0 by the Rams yesterday in chilly MetLife Stadium. Lose the game 19-9. We can get into this mismanagement of the coaching staff and how this team is poorly coached, all of it. And it's all rightfully so. Garrett Wilson being bothered after the game about his, lack of targets or catches, as he had, seven targets on the afternoon, six catches for 54 yards, but obviously 13 targets for Davante Adams, and that's where Aaron Rodgers is going to look. He's going to look to his best friend, the guy that he had great chemistry with the Green Bay Packers. But still, the Jets. It's just amazing when you look at it. Now, the Jets came into this year with expectations, right? And, we all thought, myself included, I can't believe one of the more embarrassing takes or predictions I've ever had was I thought the Jets were going to go out there and win the Super Bowl this year, which was terrible. And here we are, and the Jets have been a rudderless ship, eliminated. They're 4-11. Woody's firing everybody, including the ball boy, left and right to try and spark this team and get the best out of this team. And then we get the revelations that we see from, the pieces by Zach Rosenblatt, Diana Rossini, and others in The Athletic, the two pieces over the course of this season, the one piece after last year. And, it's just a mess. It just is. And that's the problem. Like, the problem and what you want to, as you wake up, and we're a couple of days away from Christmas, and you're a big-time Jet fan, and, you open up the gifts. Go under the Christmas tree. The one thing you would want to have is Woody to get humbled. That's it. Woody to see the light of day. Woody to realize that he's not a football man. Woody to tell his sons that thanks but no thanks, I don't need the latest Madden ratings. Woody to go out there and tell yourself, well, you know what? It hasn't been great the last 25 years. However long it lasts, however long I'm walking God's great earth, let's try and make this great here moving forward. Let's do something a little bit different because what we're doing is not working. Until that moment happens, nothing will change. And you didn't need the week, you didn't need the report last week out of The Athletic, even though it was humorous and, get the popcorn out. Unbelievable, movie theater butter, Orville Redenbacher, all that kind of stuff. And sit down, relax, read the piece in The Athletic. And you say to yourself, oh my God, this is amazing. It's great stuff. It's almost you say to yourself, no, they can't be that inept. Or yes, they can be. Like, they can't be that lost. Or yes, they can be. And believe me, I'm not around the team on a day-in, day-out basis, but you talk to people that are around the Jets, And, you know, I had heard about the Suns and their influence. I had heard about Woody's, you know, cutting back during the course of last offseason, what he did to the assistant general manager, how he didn't have, you know, officials out at training camp throughout the course of the summer outside of the joint practices on two occasions that the Jets had, you know, and yet coaches going out there and calling penalties, you know, that Woody was getting more and more involved, all these things that you hear and you say, oh my God, like, how bad is it going to be? And it's really, really bad. You know, and it's multi, like you look at it and you say to yourself, well, what would lead you to believe? Like, as we talk, and this is unfortunately where we are in the state of football here in New York, where, you know, you're having arguments one way or the other about whether or not the Giants co-owner coming off, John Mara should stay the course with Daboll and Shane, even though this team has lost a, you know, historic 10 straight games and they're 2-13 on the season. And then you look at, you say to yourself, well, maybe it's better in Florham Park. No, they're 4-11. They had expectations. They're a talented team, yet they still lose. And you have an owner who, you have an owner who won't get out of his own way. Winning in the National Football League is very, very difficult. It is. They love parity. They want it to be a league in which you can go from worst to first in any given year. You know, the salary cap, all those things. A quarterback can change everything. We're watching that and witnessing it down in Washington. And the cultural shift that they've had with the Washington Commanders. New ownership, Josh Harris and his ownership group, obviously Quinn and everything. But look at what Jaden Daniels has meant to the Washington Commanders. Coming off the Commanders yesterday turned the ball over 5 times. Daniels throws 5 touchdown passes, the come-from-behind victory at home in a crazy game against the Philadelphia Eagles. So the quarterback can obviously change everything. And the Jets thought they had their quarterback in place when you're looking at Aaron Rodgers, for sure, right? And, you know, year number one, 4 plays in, done for the year with the torn Achilles. And year number two, it's, you know, he's stayed on the field. He's played hurt. He's played banged up. He hasn't been terribly bad. I mean, Rodgers, you look at the stretch of games, you know, he's played as, you know, well at times, but still in the end, the Jets lose. And they lose for their poorly coached team. You know, that can't be hammered home. They regressed after the firing of Robert Saleh. And we do know this is that, you know, the owner is running wild within the and can do that because he owns the team, but the owner, Woody Johnson, is running wild with some of the things that he does. And he gets in the way. So the biggest thing that you need to have, as the Jets go out there and interview Thomas Dimitroff, and, you know, they hire Tannenbaum's 33rd team, and they do all these things to try and find their next GM, the right answer, the great answer, all of those things. As we had discussed with the Giants and say to yourself, all right, well, if we're going to look at it from the big picture, and blame goes all the way around for the Giants losing, you're going to look at the general manager for the roster that was cut, lack of talent, maybe too young, too inexperienced at times, but what is the head coach doing with that roster? Like, what is he doing? Like, how is this Giant team getting better week in, week out? When you look at the Jets, it's this. And it's a simple answer, simple question. Will Woody get out of the way? Will Woody get out of the way? Because we can look at this Jets job and say, well, it's appealing. It is, because it's a rarity after all. I mean, Bill Belichick went out there and ripped the Jets to the refrigerator light, but there he was calling Mike Tannenbaum before he took the North Carolina job. By the way, enjoy the ACC, Bill. Enjoy NIL deals and enjoy that. But Bill Belichick was going out there calling the Jets to try and get a head coaching job in the NFL because, you know what, he realized that he wasn't going to get the Cowboys job. He wasn't going to get the Jacksonville Jaguars job. So let me reach out to the Jets. They might be desperate enough, even though he despises Woody and the Jets. So the attractiveness angle is an interesting conversation to have of just how attractive the Jets job is. Well, anybody that's gotten a taste of one of these jobs, whether it be a head coach or whether it be a general manager, is going to be interested because they want back in. Anybody that hasn't is going to want a taste of it as well. So these jobs will remain attractive even though the owner doesn't get out of the way. But nothing will change with the Jets until the owner gets out of the way. Like, that's it. You hire football people to go out there and do their jobs. If they don't do them properly, you go out and you make changes. But to be walking around and thinking that you know football and having your sons influence this organization to whatever degree it might be, the idea that it's there shows you the dysfunction within the Jets. Like, you could debate it. And you could say, well, it's a hit job by The Athletic, or they're not really that influential. They should not be influential at all. That's the point. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the fact that you're the son of Woody Johnson. And that's the dysfunction of the Jets. And then you get to Rodgers, and people want to say, well, you know, what do you do with Rodgers? Well, let's move on. Let's find somebody else. Go out there and get our quarterback of the future. All of those things. And I'm not going to tell you that Rodgers is the best guy around. You know, I saw the, you know, Dan Graziano, who I love, I mean, does a great job talking about the fact that he's a narcissist, all these things that we have seen, right? All of that. You know, I'll be blunt here. Could the Jets conceivably win with Aaron Rodgers next year? Conceivably, they can. If they put the right people in place, the right general manager, the right head coach, the right coaching staff, built it around to where you protect the quarterback, could you still see? Is he the same quarterback, Rodgers, that is, that he was 5, 6, 7 years ago? No. I'd be an idiot to come on these airwaves and tell you that he is. He is not that caliber of quarterback, but is he an option? Yeah, he should still be an option. It's not crazy to think that you could roll it back with Aaron Rodgers and think if you put the right people in place. Now we're going on the assumption the Jets hire the right people. And if you want to say to yourself or say to me, listen, Mark, they won't, and it'll be an unmitigated disaster because the Jets are going to jet. Well, you have every right to believe that because the Jets have not made the playoffs since 2010. And it's more of a comedy of errors than anything else. But Rodgers has looked a lot healthier as of late. Now, yesterday's second half, was it frustrating? Special teams once again being a failure. Was this all on Aaron Rodgers yesterday? No. If you're Garrett Wilson, you have the right to voice your frustration for sure. Could the Jets have run it a little bit more? No doubt. I mean, you listen to McVay after the game saying to yourself, wow, you know, I'd love to have a coach like that. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, but good luck trying to find the next Sean McVay in the National Football League. You will spend years, if not decades, trying to find that guy because he is a rarity. But when he talked about the fact that we would be set to play a cold weather game because we were know we were going to be able to run it with Kyren Williams, and he is not wrong, and he was right. The Jets are not without talent and ability. It's a different conversation when we look at the Giants. And that's why a lot of people look at Shane needs to go. You look at the roster that was cut. You look at what the head coach is doing with said roster, and you say, well, he's not doing enough. He needs to go, need a new vision. We're not just a quarterback away. For the Jets is, well, yeah, there were some bad personnel decisions, inability to stop the run. This is not a team without talent and ability. They have been so poorly coached. The owner getting involved to the level that he does is alarming. And if that doesn't stop, just as we all witnessed it through the years as a longtime Knicks fan, well, you saw what James Dolan was doing with the New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden, the results will remain the same. Disappointing. The Knicks have turned a corner because James Dolan finally looked in the mirror and said, you know what? I'm the blame. I'm going to hire a guy, I'm going to get out of the way, and I'm going to enjoy being the owner of the New York Knicks. Until that happens with Woody Johnson, the results are going to remain the same. The fish stinks from the head down. No truer statement. It absolutely does. Culture within the organization, culture within the building needs to change. You want to bring the right people aboard, you have to give them. It's not power. It's the ability to instill their culture. That's what the great coaches want. That's what the great coaches do. And until you able to bring in the right person to do that, nothing will change. Is there a pathway to bring Rodgers back? For sure. Does it have to be under the right circumstances? No question about it. 888-808-1019. That is your number to call. Coming to you from, I want to thank our friends at Town Fair Tire. They remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires you trust from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, and I mean nobody. Let's head out to Hoboken. It's Dan. It's the fam. What's going on, Dan?
What's happening, Moose? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Danny.
Hey, a couple giant points. You know, I don't know if you're really crazy about any of these quarterbacks for the Giants, but I don't know. Like, I'm just thinking with Ward and Sanders, I mean, I they're really not doing it much for me. And you know what? If they wind up picking one of these guys and, you know, it's a bust again, you kind of, you know, set the franchise back, what, 3, 4, 5 more years? I mean, it's really a tough choice at this point, huh?
Well, it is. I mean, Dan, I think they're both different. I mean, Shedeur Sanders, from the people I talked to, he's not an elite-level athlete, but what he is highly accurate and showed remarkable toughness and leadership qualities at Colorado, then played behind a great offensive line. When you look at Cam Ward entered the draft last year when he was leaving Washington State, was not going to be the number one overall draft choice. Obviously, entered the transfer portal, went to Miami, got paid, all those things. Ward has a three-quarter arm delivery, has got an unbelievable arm and athleticism, a better athlete than Shedeur Sanders. And a lot of people think that, if all things being equal, probably a little bit of a higher ceiling as compared to Shedeur Sanders, to some that scout college quarterbacks. So, you know, that's where we stand. Is this quarterback class, you know, do you have the same opinion as this quarterback class as you did a year ago? Probably not. I wouldn't say that. But then it's not a matter of just developing the quarterback or drafting the quarterback or drafting the right one, but then it's having the game plan for that quarterback as well. Like, that's the other aspect of the Giants.
As far as Dable, you know what? Like, I'm kind of resigned to the fact that, you know, they probably should just keep him. But I really have to say, if, you know, they bring one of these young quarterbacks in and he really needs to focus and be the quarterback guru that everybody says he is, I really think they need to bring an OC in here, because, you know what? I think his play calling this year was awful.
Yeah, Danny, I would want Brian Daboll to be the head coach of the team. That's what I would want. And I understand there's some guys that still remain play callers. I think for Brian Daboll, he's better served being the head coach of the entire team and not being focused on being the offensive play caller. So I would agree with you there.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.